You are listening to the Seeking Wild Beauty podcast. My name is Harmony Nixon, and I'm a spiritual teacher and healer. And each week, I will be diving deep into topics about spiritual practices, embodied intuition, sacred creativity, conscious living, and the call of soul, all to help you unearth your deepest truth. So grab your journal and get cozy. Friends, welcome to today's podcast. We're going to be talking about embodied intuition and what that means and what that can do for your life. And we're just going to unpack that today. So, first of all, what is embodied intuition? What does that even mean? What that is where you're living your life in the intuitive flow of your natural instincts. It's where instead of leaving your gifts and your higher knowing on the side to use every once in a while, you live your life through that. So life becomes easier. It becomes more in the flow. You become grounded in your ability to know. You become grounded in your ability to flow. And it's your natural flow state. And Jason Silva talks a lot about the natural flow state, and I love that. When you're in your natural intuition and you're living like this, you know which ways to move in life. You know what chances to take. You know where to put your energy. And when you're in this flow, you also don't block your spiritual gifts. So when you're embodied in your intuition, you know how to live life through your gifts and how to let them flow through you. And you're grounded in that. And when you're grounded in that, it just makes life so much more pleasurable because we all have unique gifts. And when you can begin to use them in your life, life becomes so beautiful and so pleasurable and everything just feels so much better. And when hard times come and there's stuff that like kind of upsets things in your life, it's not so crazy. You have your balance, you have your center point. And instead of getting washed away in the storm, you are held center and grounded right into who you are. And this is why being embodied in your intuition is so powerful. And so when we're not embodied in our intuition, what happens? We experience life with lots of doubt, chaotic feelings, fear, we're in lack mentality, and we don't trust. We don't trust. We can't even see the flow. We can't find the flow of our natural. We always have this higher knowing within us. We're all innately connected to the divine in some way, whatever that looks like for you. We can name it a million different things. And God, the goddess, great spirit, creator, divine, the cosmos, universe, whatever it is, that higher thing that you're connected to is right here inside of you. And when you're connected to that, it just helps you sink into trust. It helps you to feel held and secure. It helps you to know who you are on the deepest level because that connection point between you and that and the cosmos within you, that inner knowing, that is so powerful. Like that is that connection point is who you are. That's like who you are beyond this body. That's who you are beyond your mind. When you sink into, like, I don't know if you guys have ever, I'm sure you have if you're listening to this. You know what a download is, like a spiritual download. Like when you're like, oh my God, I just totally know this in a whole new way right now. And like, I fucking understand it. And I've never understood it like this. And I just get it. Like when you get a good download like that, it is just mind-blowing, and it goes beyond the mind. It goes beyond our physical life. It goes beyond what's going on here, and it's like this deep, deep, rich truth of life. And in this space, we feel confident, and we understand who we are, and we feel empowered. And this is the natural intuitive living. And so when you're not embodied in it, you're just going to have a lot of doubt, and nothing's going to be I'm not going to say like your life's going to suck without it, but I feel like when you're naturally in tune with your intuition and you're choosing to understand how to live your life through that, your life is just so much easier. It's just so much easier when you don't brain fuck yourself every 2 seconds, you know, like, because we can all do that, especially here in this day and age where everything is so fast moving. Even if you're an introvert, there's still social media and TV and everything being like shoved in your face every 2 seconds. Intuitive living is where you take back that space and you learn how to like really live within the truth of who you are. When you're grounded in your truth, your gifts begin to bloom so much easier. Because when you're grounded, just like a plant, you have to ground it in and then the roots settle in. And then it begins to build that strength beneath the surface. And then it can grow and bloom into something that you can see. Your spiritual gifts are the same. And I believe that we're all given seeds of our gifts and we have to plant them so they can grow. And we have to water them and nurture them so they can grow. And this is what you do when you begin living intuitively. It's you are becoming aware of things that you normally wouldn't be aware of, and you're allowing these gifts within you to grow. You're allowing yourself to see where your passions lead you. You're allowing yourself to notice when something feels off. You're tired of saying yes to this thing that doesn't feel good for you or doesn't feel right for you. And you can feel when you're going in a wrong direction. I feel like sometimes we all go in a certain direction because that's what everyone around us wants us to do. But when you begin to live intuitively, you'll see like, oh my gosh, I've been going down this road to make everyone else except for myself happy. And then you can begin to see where do I want to go? Which way do I really want to go in my life? And then you can start following that way and you will not even believe the amount of happiness and pleasure and joy that it can bring. Because when you start walking your path into your gifts and into the thing that you're meant to do here, your life will change so much. And I know this because I actually was a nurse, or I went to school to become a nurse. I became a licensed nurse and I worked for around 5 years. I had no idea this is what I would be doing. I wanted to help people heal in that way. But this is what I ended up doing, is leaving that career behind and totally following the voice of my soul. It has not been easy, but it has been passionate the whole time. Sometimes our paths aren't always going to be easy, but you can tell if you're following the right way because of the passion that you feel. And so when I decided to take this path, there was like many years of me wondering, oh, should I just go back to nursing? That's like, you know, that's a respectable thing in society. And that's what, you know, other people respect me for being a nurse and all these things. But I cannot be something that I'm not meant to be. And I am meant to teach and to share and inspire people in my life to find the truth of who they are. And like, that's just what I had to do. I had to. Like, I just had to. It's like breathing. Okay, this is just my soul. But like walking that path, I mean, it was a decision because I did leave that behind. And everyone else around me, they were like, what are you doing? But sometimes you just have to make that choice and trust that for yourself. You just have to trust that the way that your soul is calling you is the right way. It is. We all have this natural knowing inside of us. And actually, right before I began this podcast, I went to grab a piece of paper for scrap paper to write down any notes. And it's so funny because I pulled out a typewriter post that I did. I do typewriter posts for Instagram where I share poetry. And I'm going to read it to you because I was like, holy shit, this is like my past self like talking to me now. And I just think it's so fucking powerful. So, you are being called to take a huge step forward, straight through your own fears. Your expansive self is calling you to explore this new realm that supports what you are here to create. Fear is uncomfortable, I know. Take the fucking step anyway. The fear you feel sits on the edge of your breakthrough. You are endlessly loved and supported by the part of you that is calling you forward. Trust it. I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, thank you. Thank you. This was my intuition guiding me and leading me and letting me know that showing up here is what I'm meant to be doing, even though sometimes I get frazzled of like, I don't know what I'm going to say. I have a lot to say, but I don't know how to say it. But this was like a little reminder of like, just show up. Just show up and share what you got. And that's why I'm here. This is intuitive living. And let's see. else do I want to share? Oh, also, I wanted to share about when you are following your intuition and you're learning the different, when you're learning the edges of your intuition and learning how to move your life, like how to move through your intuition, you begin to see more in your life. You begin to see what's not working. You begin to see all the places where you have energetic cords. You see all the places where you have past energy, like past little pieces of yourself that you've given away for validation. You begin to see your triggers outside of the trigger. Instead of being triggered and just kind of being gulped up by it, is that a word? Gulped up. Instead of being all mixed up in that, you can see it from the outside. You can begin to see things differently and feel things differently and feel when you are taking on other people's energy and the difference between your own energy and others, which is amazing, especially as an empath, because all of us, we all have this thing to where if you are empathic, you are picking up other people's emotions constantly, and it can be exhausting if you have not developed your intuition and your spiritual gifts and set your boundaries. Your spiritual boundaries are so important for your own mental health, your own physical health and emotional health and spiritual health. And so it's just very important. And this is something that you'll begin to see naturally the more that you step into your intuition. So what can you do to become more embodied right now into your intuition? What can you do? And so there's like so many different ways. There's so many different practices, but I'm going to share some with you to get you started. Even if you're already like in your intuition, you're like, no, what's up? And you're like, I got this. Do this anyway, because it will deepen your intuition. These practices you can use over and over and over again, because the thing is within ourselves, within our souls, it just goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And you will continually spiral until you get to the heart of it even further and further. And you're always expanding. Like, there is never an end to creativity. Like, no matter how much you create, no matter how much you put out there in the world, you will always have more to create if you're in the flow of it. It will continue just to create over and over and over again. And it's the same thing with your soul. So there's never going to be a point to you get to where you're like, okay, I'm done. Like, I've done it. Woo! I've like totally embodied my intuition. You're going to always have more to discover, which I think is fucking amazing, because this is what it's like to explore your inner mystery. And that's why it's so beautiful, because it's constantly unfolding, constantly blooming. If you want to get in touch with that, whether you're a beginner or an advanced, just try this out. Learn to listen. Listen more. So even in my own practice, sometimes I have to remind myself just to calm the hell down. Just calm down and listen. And just that simple little practice of, I would take 3 minutes, like set a timer if you're short on time, set a timer and take 3 minutes and close your eyes. And yes, things will come up in your mind. But if you just have your intention of, I'm going to listen to my soul right now, just see what comes up. And then after your 3 minutes goes off, write down anything that you felt, seen, or heard. Write it down. And if it was nothing, then do it again at another point and try again. This is something that will continually enrich your relationship with your intuition. Our intuition is just a part of us. And the more you develop your relationship within, the more it's going to grow naturally. Another thing is journaling. Journaling is my freaking favorite. I love writing. I'm a writer. And I love writing because when I write, I know more of who I am. The other night I was sitting down. I did not expect this at all. I was sitting down and I was like working on this course that I'm building right now. And I opened up a little journal tab and I just poured my heart out. And it just came out of me. It was like 1,200 words later. I was like, holy shit, just totally worked through that problem. Sometimes if you just give yourself a space to be able to share what you need to share, to work out what you need to work out in your head, it will help you so much, because your intuition will shine through your words and usually give you advice. Like, you will figure it out. Like, you will already know the answer. And by journaling and writing, you will see it. You will see it so much clearer. Another way to feel embodied in your intuition is when you, like I said before, when you deepen your relationship with yourself, your natural intuition will begin to bloom. And so the more that you take some sweet time for yourself, not like, yes, talking about like going, getting a pedicure or whatever, or going to the spa. Yes, those are things are great. That's like physical self-care. I'm talking about like emotional and spiritual, like time with yourself and like really getting to know your inner world. Because like we see our bodies, we see our faces, we see our hair, we see like our lives all the time. But taking the time to go in and looking inside of yourself, and instead of going and getting a pedicure, take 30 minutes to sit with yourself. Maybe do some yin yoga and just see what you feel in your body. See what you feel inside. You know, there's just so many different ways. But the main thing is there are tons of practices to help you go within. Meditation, journeys, journaling practices, all of those things. So you can pick whatever you want. I have a lot of meditations on my YouTube channel, which is at Harmony Healings on YouTube. And I have a lot of different meditations on there. One of them is called the Grandmother Moon Meditation. Actually, I think I have that linked below in the podcast notes. And if not, I'll link it down there. But you can actually get the free download by signing up to my newsletter, which is awesome. I love this meditation. I loved creating it because it takes you deep, deep, deep. It takes you deep within. And you end up experiencing healing activation because it really goes through, and with all the symbology and all the different things, you really receive so much if you allow yourself to really just go through that journey. I put so much love into it. But you can go into any kind of meditation you want, but the more that you listen and the more that you take time to build a relationship within, not just without, because self-love on the outside of like, do I love my body? Do I love my life? Do I love my job? Do I love where I am? That's all, yes, that's definitely a huge part of it. But right now, like when you're wanting to embody and like heal your relationship, it has to start within. It's the most important thing. You have to go within for anything on the outside to, it will ripple out. The more that you begin to nurture that relationship with your soul, the more your life will begin to change. The more everything will just begin to flow so much better. Your intuition is not on the outside, it's on the inside. And it's in your body, how you feel. So I hope that this podcast today has given you some insights. And if it has, let me know. You can find me on my social media platforms at Harmony Healings on Instagram, Facebook. Those are the main ones I use. And on my website at seekingwildbeauty.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm sending you all so much love. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to book a healing session with me, you can go to my website at seekingwildbeauty.com. You can connect with me on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Harmony Healings. If you want to support this podcast by becoming a patron, you can go to patreon.com/harmonyhealings. Here you can receive support on your self-healing journey and also join our Story Weaver Circle that I host online every full moon. Here we reweave the stories of our lives, letting go of all the old and embracing the new. I'll connect with you soon. I hope you have a lovely week.